DJ CJ, we're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah.
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM. So good to be back in Vancouver. Discord Radio is on the air, 4 o'clock Tuesday. Lots to talk about. Of course, not only my big return from Russia, but so much more to discuss in terms of great live music. The big Fun Drive finale happening on the weekend. These guys were scheduled to play. They did not play, but nonetheless, we're going to play one of their tracks right now. Minikawa from Cult Babies on Discord Radio. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Cult Babies with Minikawa. That was Hassan Lee there on lead vocals, formerly of Bleeding Hearts. Cult Babies was scheduled to play as part of the CITR Fun Drive finale, but not really sure what happened, but we had a bit of a no-show situation. So we're not too happy about that. But nonetheless, we decided to at least honor the fact we were going to play their song to start off the show, because they did do a nice job for us back on January 31st at the Discorder relaunch party. Speaking of the Discorder relaunch, I have a copy of the March issue in my hand. Lots to cover on the show from this brand new issue. It looks great. But first of all, CJ, it's great to be back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And in honor of you coming back, I'd like to play this.
Hey, oh yeah.
Welcome back, Wade, from Russia.
Spasiba, druzhya.
Yes,
that means
very
thank
nice.
You, thank you, friends. Yes.
So you were at Sochi 2014 listening.
Da.
And you also saw President Putin come to the Canadian part of the athlete village.
Yes, I was probably about maybe only 10 meters from Vladimir Putin himself. What a presence. It's funny because I had all these thoughts about if I did meet Putin, what I was going to say to him. And then when he came to Canada House and I was only 10 meters away from him, I just completely forgot about any of that because I was just in awe of the man. He really has this incredible presence about him. But politics aside, Sochi 2014 was a really cool experience. Unlike what the Western media reported about double toilets and hotels being not complete, the Russian people were lovely. They did a really good job hosting. And I really hope that all the money that was put toward these infrastructure projects helps promote Sochi as a more international destination in the future.
Right on. I hope some great independent music comes out of Sochi.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't actually get to see much live music in Sochi, but I did see some in Moscow, which was pretty cool.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
And you must be jet lagged as hell. So
yeah, you can maybe tell I'm a little bit scratchy in the throat here. It's been a long month of temperatures up and down, but really excited that I had the opportunity to go and do that. And thanks again to CITR listeners and some of the CITR community for helping to support the cause. Thank you, CJ. I know you helped help send me there. And thank you to Rachel Bergen, who's in studio with us right now as well, UBC Masters of Journalism alumnus. And
Not quite an alumnus. To be alumnus.
Right.
Oh, you are an
alumnus. I'm an alumnus. Fellow. Yeah. I guess, what is our relationship then, if I'm an alumni and you're still a student?
Formerly co-students.
Fair enough. That sounds good. And today she's taking on the role of our St. Patrick's Day correspondent.
How professional.
Yes, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But good to have you here, Rachel, and glad to see that you're helping to bring some of the journalism crew, so to speak, to CITR.
I'm kind of following. I should have started from the beginning, but I got really busy with school, so I'm here now, and I'm ready to make an impact on the airwaves.
Cool. Well, it's good to see that your year, because Rachel's 1 year under me, but I was there wasn't really many. It's weird because UBC journalism and CITR you'd think would go hand in hand, but there really hasn't been as much of a connection between the two. So it's good to see that people from your year, such as Megan I guess Matt Muse, he took some photos for us, at least for the last Discorder issue, have made more of an effort to get involved with the CITR.
Of course, there's the Gordon Caddick crew as well.
That's true. And yeah, Gordon, he's in, I guess, now with this year's first year. So as time evolves, we've got much more involvement from the journalism crew. So glad to see that.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, so back to the music, back to CITR. CJ, I got back. I woke up Friday morning in Copenhagen, and I was crazy jet lagged, but I had to make an appearance at the Fun Drive finale.
Yes.
But I got there pretty late. I think I've got a pretty decent excuse. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what I missed out on the earlier part of the evening.
Sure. So basically, Sarah Cordingley, who is our music director here at CITR, who we will be talking to very soon, organized a rock lottery where 15 or so bands here in Vancouver were mixed up, and their band members were basically placed with other band members to form new temporary bands like the Eternal Vipers and Too Cool for Shul and a couple of other ones whose names I can't remember, but they were very funny names.
And they only had how much time to practice with each other?
They had a week to prepare songs and jam out and learn each other's tricks, basically.
And I think, I talked with some of the guys in War Baby that night, I think a lot of them waited till literally like the last 36 hours before they actually got together to do some jamming, so.
It worked, because they were all really rocking it out. I loved it. It was excellent.
Just feeling the good vibes of the Fun Drive finale.
Very good vibes. And you showed up not at a bad time. You showed up at fellow CITR host David Love Jones' sort of 60s Motown vibe set.
It was a good vibe, although I have to admit I was so busy sort of hugging and reunionizing, if that's even a term, with people that I didn't get a chance to concentrate too much on the music. But always a good time at the CITR Fun Drive finale. Biltmore is always a great venue, and just really pumped that that we had another really successful year. In fact, CJ, why don't you announce the current total? I think our goal was 35,000.
Yes.
I think our goal last year was 30,000, and we shattered it, got 34,000. This year's goal was 35,000. And as of, as of 10 minutes ago, with the latest numbers, CJ, the new total is?
I do believe the new total is the 38,237.
Dun, da, 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 da.
So that's
awesome.
A little more than 3,000 over our goal, which is excellent.
Congratulations to everybody who helped raise the money, and way to go, CITR community. You guys, the CITR listeners, you guys are amazing. Okay, let's play some more music now. These guys stepped in very nicely, especially considering Cult Baby's no-show. The band Roll Mock had some members there that filled the nice void. This is a track off their Bandcamp called Jalna. It's Roll Mock, CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio.
Comrades of Canadian DIY communities and underground art scenes.
This is our house, Weird Distro, the first and only not-for-profit online store for Canadian-made cassettes, LPs, CDs, and objet d'art.
One stop, one package, one massive country.
Run by Weird Canada volunteers.
For music to hold in your hands and your hearts, check out Weird Distro at distro.weirdcanada.com.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio. Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, and suddenly we got a full house. We got all the CITR brass
beats three of a kind.
Yeah, we've got So we got Sarah Cordingly, music director. We've got JC Gibb, editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine, and Jazz O'Halloran. I threw in the O because St. Paddy's Day is coming up this weekend. That's right. The editor-in-chief.
I am Irish.
Grand. Good to have you here, my good man. we're going to get into St. Paddy's Day later, but right now, first, it's awesome to have so many Discordarians here in the studio with us right now to do a bit of, I guess, a recap on the very successful fun drive.
It was very successful, yes. I had a good time, and we meet our goal. We beat our goal.
Again.
Yeah. It's, again, for the second year. Although, lest we forget, 2 years ago, bum, 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 when we failed to meet our goal. Wah, never again.
Wah, wah, wah,
so, but
wah,
we learned our lesson, wah, and now we work extra super hard.
I wouldn't say I'm, like, a pessimist. This was, like, my first year being involved with Fun Drive, and so, like, just coming into it, I'm like, oh, wow, $35,000, you know, a little bit over a week. Sure, let's do this. Like, I wouldn't say I, like, doubted it, but, like, the amount of support is just so flabbergasting, awesome, but to be expected, if I'm going to drop the humble coat there.
Yeah, well, it's crazy when you're 4 days in and you're thinking, whoa, like, we have $8,000 and it's 4 days in out of a week. Like, that was, I had a scary moment, but we did it. We got it up there.
I think people kind of respond to the drama of the end of a campaign.
I think, and that's when the pressure is really on, you know, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I got to call Uncle Joe and get him to send a check. thanks, Uncle Joe, by the way.
And of
just
course,
joking. I don't have an Uncle Joe. No.
And I mean, I wasn't around for this fun drive, but
yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, hey guys, I wish I was. I saw a lot of the emails, but I'm happy to see that you guys came together. The point I was going to make was that last year I was just so impressed how everything was set up with everybody working the phones and a lot of the CITR staff and community really kind of stepping up a notch and taking time out of their busy lives for a greater cause. So I assume that. That much of that happened this year as well. So kudos to all of you guys.
It did. And I got to say, it was smoother than ever. It was really, I won't call it easy, but it went really smoothly. It was less hair pulling out than last year. So It was good.
Now, what went smoother? The raising the money or the organization of the Fun Drive finale on Friday night?
You know, the Fun Drive finale was just surprisingly smooth, I think. It was a pretty big undertaking as far as just putting on a show goes. It's a lot easier to ask four, five, six bands than it is to ask. I asked about 150 musicians off the bat. So, and it kind of about 58, not about exactly 58 of them responded at all.
So you had, 92 no responses.
Yes.
That's a bit unfortunate, considering what CITR does with the local music community here.
Yeah, it's Vancouver, though. I think we're, everyone's overemployed and slightly flaky and got a lot on the go. So I understand. It would have been nice, guys, now that I got you here, it would have been nice to just say, sorry, can't make it, and I could cross you off my list. But yeah, even with 68 responses to sort of deal with and just scrambling right down to the last minute to have, you know, somewhere between 21 and 25 people to make a good six band bill was like just a tremendous amount of coordination. And then once the bands were formed, just trying to figure out, you know, how long their set's going to be, what's their name's going to be, does anyone need to, like, leave early or get there late, or does anyone, like, it's just, like, a lot more logistic stuff than if you could just communicate, you know, with four bands. Right. These people are not actually a band unit. They're not in regular communication with each other, really, so it was a lot to wrangle, but I think we kind of expected it, so it did go really smoothly, and the bands were amazing. Like, they were so good. It's shocking.
So where did the idea for this rock lottery evolve from?
It's been around for a while, I think. I know a lot. The first time I heard of it was the Montreal Girls Rock Camp did one, and they just said it was a blast and didn't have enough good things to say about it. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver has done one, as well as the Devin Clifford Foundation has done them. There's been quite a few, we just sort of thought it would be a fun way to engage our music community that we love to support and that we try to stay really closely involved with. So we thought it'd be a good way to get them to give back a little bit, and they did, definitely did.
Nice. Now, are there some standouts that you'd like to, some shout outs you'd like to give? I know we were chatting a bit off air about some of the bands that kind of stepped up and helped us out.
Well, of actual real bands, because I could tell you about the new bands, Pillow Fight, Eternal Vipers, Faraday Cage, and the Tesla Coils, the Dumpsters, and Too Cool for Shul.
What a great name that is.
Is it? I don't really get it, I don't think.
It's like the Weird Al Yankovic parody, Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
But I don't think it was Jewish, it was French. So I don't know. Too Cool for Shul, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That's not...
École,
yeah,
is the French word.
That might have made sense. Okay. Yeah, definitely the people who were involved play normally in the bands Bush Tit, Diane, Cascadia, Mosfet, Cowards, Quitting, Hermetic, Defectors, Previous Tenants, Slam Dunk, Hooves, ESL, Katie and the Lycan, War Baby, the Ballantines, Roll Muck. Those are all the bands that ended up following through from beginning to end, and some of them may have required a little bit of persuasion, a lot of kind of nerves and shyness, which is understandable, I think, when you're asking someone to just jump in with a group of total strangers and try and fit enough practices in 7 days to actually make some sort of set that you're going to play in front of people. And it turned out to be quite a lot of people. So we had 300 pay at the door. So that was really great. Those bands were all, it was kind of like once the people that were going to drop out dropped out, we were left with just this really amazing, enthusiastic, dedicated bunch of people. So they were all superstars.
Right on. Now, how about Gal Grayson?
How about them? Patrick, who is also in Roll Muck, who I just listed, he plays in Gal Grayson, and his band, which band was his? I forgot to mention that one.
That's why.
Because they were called, they went through a number of names during their 18-minute set. One of them, I believe, was the Kristen Unger Experience, who was... originally a member of their band, who apparently was going to play guitar, so we're all a little disappointed, but she...
This is like the Name 'Em and Shame 'Em show here on Discord Radio.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, Kristen, but I gotta call you out. But apparently she, something came up, and I understand, like, there's always work-related things that come up, and people had family stuff, and I understand pulling out, but it's just the kind of thing that it's... if you can really commit to it, it just makes everyone's life better. And, we had a couple of people who were like, hey, I only work 2 days a week, so I'm pretty good to go on this. And that's like the dream person to do this, who just has all week to like sit and make up new songs and, organize their brand new band. So, but Patrick's band closed the night along with, he was in a band with Ariana from Bush Tit and Chase from Mosfet. And they, had a little instrument switching thing going on, and it was highly improvised and highly entertaining.
Excellente. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the show. We're going to play some music right now. We're going to play some music from Gal Grayson. This is the track Infinity by Gal Grayson on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with JC and Jazz about what to expect in the March issue of Discorder.
Thank you. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM. CITR.ca here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Charlie Tuna, yes, we're back in Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to Sarah Cordingly, the music director who came in and gave us some great information. Directing bands, facilitating the various bands involved in the rock lottery on this past Friday's Fun Drive finale. Once again, CITR proud to announce we've raised over $38,000, blowing our $35,000 goal out of the water. Jazz and JC from Discord are still here. How you guys feeling about that?
I'd also like to mention that people can still actually donate to the Fun Drive as well. I think they're keeping the online forms going for like a little while longer. So $38,000 and beyond.
Nice. You can always donate, technically.
Oh.
This is true.
Oh. This is true. Anytime.
I should check my facts before I come in here.
I don't think we're turning away any money. So.
Yeah, I donated. I donated to the show. I got some concert tickets and a sweet mug out of it, which I know Sarah's been warning me, like, do not fill your like this coffee cup with coffee because you will be like buzzing. And I do it regularly. Every time I fill it up with coffee, I like think of her and like
why is
how she warned me not to.
Is the mug made of some kind of magical like see out here pixie dust or something?
A small child could swim in it. Which is like the like it's just like way too much coffee.
Got it. Well, I picked up this swanky CITR hoodie at the Fun Drive finale, which I'm proud to rock.
Nice.
How about you, Jazz? What CITR merch did you happen to get yourself?
I have absolutely no merch. I am merchless.
Wow.
But at the same time, I do donate my time and blood, sweat, and tears every week.
That he does. So. And I've seen those tears, actually.
What's like the conversion scale of like dollars to or like blood to dollars? I don't know. Can we put like a monetary value of that? 5 to 1? I like those odds.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was okay. We're gonna. We were talking before. Okay. I was trying to think of a smooth segue, but I've been waiting.
How
for
about
months.
That magazine?
Yes.
That we do.
Good looking magazine. It's good to see it all around town in its new fine form. This is the March issue, of course. So what can we expect? I mean, I've seen some great new acts. I've been reading up on about in the new March issue. Some highlights to share with the Discord Radio listeners.
Do like for like the articles? Well, the cover band Dead Soft. I remember I've seen them a couple of times over the last year, and how the feature started where like ended up one of my best friends works with Keely, who is in Dead Soft, and so I was just ecstatic that they wanted to be in the magazine, and so that's how that feature worked out. Yeah, I say this every month, but this is my favorite issue that we've done. Like Rollmock, the Shilohs, like so many great bands, and like, yeah, I would say it's my favorite issue that I've put together so far.
Nice, Jazz.
Yeah, this is my definitely of the two new format issues. This is my preferred one. We worked out some kinks, and I think it's coming out stronger this issue. Both issues are strong. This one has a bit more strength. But I do, I just am happy with how everything turned out, the artwork and the color, purple, which I think turned out well too. I love the color. And
it's a good color. Yeah. Very regal.
Yeah. And I think the photos that Jonathan Dye took for the for Dead Soft are amazing. So it was, and also the photos for Rollmock that Jonathan Vincent took are also great and amazing. So they got to be featured well, prominently in the issue. So very happy with how that turned out.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a photo that Matt Muse took right here of the After Midnight EP crew with who we've got Nathan Shaw, Jacob Sexsmith, and Burks, Sean Burks. Now, this is a really interesting collaboration. Great little article. I highly recommend listeners pick up the March copy and look at page 26. But what can you guys tell me a bit about this eclectic compilation that is the After Midnight EP?
Well, that feature is actually so interesting. It was a new contributor to the magazine, Sean Cotterell. I think I'm saying his last name right. Sean Cotterell. And so he originally pitched something else, I think. And he just tumbled down this rabbit hole of like, oh, turns out Nathan Shaw also like did this project, and like it was just one of those stories that like you kept like doing research and it kept leading to different angles. So it's such an interesting story to like kind of watch it develop. And Sean's actually writing an article for the April issue too on Zoo Age. So yeah, it's awesome. And it's like that was the first thing he wrote for the magazine and just like nailed it. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely it's an interesting piece because a lot of times we're writing stuff about different venues, different bands, and this was just a feature basically about this EP of three musicians that have come together and don't really have a name for themselves as yet. The article is titled Somewhere Between Sunset and Sunrise, hence After Midnight. And why don't we give one of those remixes a listen to right now? We've got three different remixes, but we'll let DJ CJ pick one. We're going to go with the original one right here. Okay, so... the original After Midnight from the After Midnight EP, Nathan Shaw, Sean Burks, and Jacob Sexsmith, and you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We could lose our minds, but you're the one I want to.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Dying Breed from Slam Dunk. Jordan Minkoff of Slam Dunk was a big part of the Fun Drive finale on Friday nights. JC and Jazz of Discorder were both in attendance. I'm sorry I missed you guys. I got there after midnight. Hey, which was actually the track we played earlier. Yeah, guys, so tell us a bit about your impressions of the show. We heard from Sarah, but now we're going to hear from...
So you're Jazz asking just from like a strictly attendees, like we didn't put months into playing this. Like you want that kind of perspective?
Yeah, and you know, tapping into your Discorder expertise as one.
I mean, being very critical, and
I suppose you know you guys are both heavily involved in the Vancouver music community, always putting this magazine together every month. And unlike the last show CITR put on, you guys had a lot of involvement with because it was the Discorder relaunch party as patrons. What did you think of Friday's show?
I really liked it a lot. I loved to see this like weird collection of people, and I thought that the bands themselves, they look, because they were totally random, I felt that they all from a visual perspective, they all looked really great together, like a motley crew, because everyone's so different. So they would, I feel like they would like be really photographed really great, which is, sounds really shallow, but they would look really cool as a band, because you're like, wow, that band looks so interesting. They're so diverse. But then they also sounded really great, too. It's like amazingly great, considering they had so little time to prepare.
And thank you for a little bit of insight into your brain there, Jazz. That was really interesting to hear that, actually, how you see the world.
What a great art director thing to say. Oh, yeah, those bands, they'd photograph really well. nice. That it was amazing. Like, anytime CITR has an event, I always just have, like, such a blast. And so, I don't know, it's like being at camp or something, like, the last day before everyone goes home, and, like, everyone's just, like, having so much fun together, and... I don't know, it's like, it's this huge community that you don't get to see, like, a lot, like, especially, like, Jazz and I, we're only at the station usually once a week, and so getting this chance to, like, see everyone that you haven't maybe seen for a couple months, and it's like, the energy, it's like, it's indescribable.
I
guess that's a way to describe it. But
it's a great community, whether you're a musician, you're a staff member of CITR, just a music fan in Vancouver, it's great that we have these events. You can come out and see your friends on a somewhat regular basis. And really proud to, you know, one of the reasons that I was able to just fight off the jet lag and get my butt down to get to the Biltmore that night was because of the great music community that I'm proud to be a part of here in Vancouver. So it's great we have these kind of events. And if anyone's listening out there right now who's maybe been a little bit shy or who's thinking about coming to a CITR event in the future but hasn't, highly recommend. Lots of really friendly people. And if anything, just look for the big bearded guy, JC. He'll gladly give you a big bear hug if you introduce yourself and say that, oh, we listen to Discord Radio, we read Discord Magazine. Of course, in that kind of high-pitched voice. But yeah, that's some of the positives of the Vancouver music community. Right on. So anyways, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Why don't we play some more music now, CJ, and then we're going to come back with our special St. Patrick's Day correspondent.
Heard it speak.
Yes, I mean, St. Patrick's Day is only 6 days away, so let the countdown begin.
Only? Whoa!
In the meantime, CJ, what are we going to play right about now?
Melted Peaches.
Sounds good. Melted Peaches from Nick Lanyon, a.k.a. Prom. And you listen to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Melted peaches in the orchard of the tied-up farm again. He vomits souls of vengeance to his guards. Crimson the cornfields, rot to the rose garden. We hear no melody. I know it's strange to be in the soft embrace of a flaccid strangler.
Don't tell me of your country, this is your home.
So strange to think now. We played in the den for parasites, mining both our bodies were fluid gold mines.
You took me to a place no one's meant to be. Showed all your secret tongues to me, licking wounded icons, battered and whimpering. We'll be right back.
9.
Sorry, my bad.
Were we doing a station ID there? What was going
no,
on?
No, we were. It was going into it, but...
Did I jump the gun?
You did jump the gun. That's okay.
I'm a little rusty. It's been a month.
Things happen here at Discord Radio every now and then.
Yes. But I was really enjoying that last track.
Yes, and Jazz, the art director, mentioned that was he loved it.
Yeah, really just out there, different.
You were mentioning some 60s acid?
It sounded like a bit of like a surf rock meets 60s acid trip kind of vibe. Almost like a... Jan and Dean meets the Beatles meets Screaming Joe Hawkins.
Okay, I didn't know half of those. So, but either way, let me introduce that person that was, well, not in our studio, but in life. That was a guy named Nick Lanyon, and he was recommended to me by Constantine, one of the volunteers here at CITR News. And that's one of the brilliant things about CITR is... It's so interconnected in the community, you know. Nick Lanyon, of course, he's from Vancouver, but right now he's studying in McGill, but still waking up at 4 in the morning every day and going to a record, like a recording studio to work. Or is it the other way around? He's sleeping. He's working till 4 in the morning, recording his songs every night. It's a hardworking chap. And
that would be dedication to wake up at 4 a.m. to record for 3 or 4 hours, then do a full day of work. Wow, that's a...
Either way would be to do a full day of work and then stay up till 4 in the morning.
I'd rather do that. At least it's like something to look forward to at the end. I don't know if I'd be able to like jam with the same kind of like vigor knowing that I've got an 8-hour work day ahead of me.
Or it might just perk you up.
Maybe. Everybody's got their thing. Everybody's, right?
And that's the beauty about CITR, and thank you so much to our listeners for contributing to Fund Drive and supporting that, is that you can support people who have their little thing in life that they look up to and look forward to and do. So the track was called Melted Peaches. His stage name is Prom. And so we're excited to talk to him soon and have some more tracks coming up in the later weeks. All right. Cool. Now on to Rachel.
I am the St. Patrick's Day correspondent. I'm live in the studio right now.
Great to have you here. Rachel Bergen is her name. She's a UBC Masters of Journalism candidate, I guess would be the official title. And we've got so much happening this weekend in terms of live, as we always do, lots of great live music in Vancouver. But this weekend specifically, because St. Paddy's Day is on Monday, there just seems to be a whole barrage of St. Paddy's themed parties. So
there is.
We decided to call in our special St. Patrick's Day correspondent to help us wade through all the different St. Paddy's.
Pun intended?
Yes, definitely.
Ooh, I've heard those before.
St. Paddy's parties.
Yeah, so in case you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day like a boss this weekend, and you don't want to wait around till Monday, the St. Punctrick's Day Bash at the Rickshaw Theater is happening on Friday. So Guttermouth, the Dreadnoughts, Boats, and DJ Tim Bogadichev, I don't know how to pronounce that, will be performing on March 14th. And you have your pick of St. Patrick's Day events to continue the party on Saturday. To name a few, there's the Killarney that's playing at the Blarney Stone, so that's very Irish.
Killarney at the Blarney.
Yeah.
That's a nice ring to it.
And the Belladines are at Gilting Co. And if you have some sparkly spandex lying around the house that you want to sport on Saturday, the St. Patrick's Day Sparkly Spandex Party at the Electric Owl is the place to be, obviously.
Nice.
So I know I'll be there with my sparkly spandex. Blondtron and Topless DJ will be playing sets there. Yeah, that's all I got.
I wonder how many people are going to be wearing sparkly spandex. How many are actually going to rock the green St. Paddy's theme?
I'm pretty sure sparkly spandex is a staple in every person's wardrobe. I know I have that, along with, you know, the little black dress and, you know, like business casual stuff. It's like, it's right there in your wardrobe.
Clearly my wardrobe is lacking now.
Apparently mine is too. I have a sparkly green St. Paddy's Day hat, which I suppose I could wear, but there's no spandex involved. So I'll have to borrow your extra. If you have some extra spandex in your closet.
I don't know how it'll look, but sure.
I got a feeling the more outrageous, the better at this kind of party.
Maybe you could mix sparkly, colorful things with just regular spandex. So, you know, running shorts or something.
It's worth a try. Speaking of running shorts, there's actually a St. Paddy's Day 5K fun run.
Oh, you'll be there with bells on.
I probably will. I was there last year. A lot of fun. It starts at like 9 in the morning. You run 5 kilometers around the seawall, and then you end up in the pavilion there at Stanley Park. And literally, the party kicks off at like 10 a.m. It's raging by noon. People are usually the peak of the party is between like 10 a.m. and noon. It's pretty crazy atmosphere to experience that. But if you're looking for something to do that involves running shorts, that's what I would recommend for Saturday, March 15th. But the night before, On Friday, March 14th, is the St. Punctrix Day party. You were mentioning, Rachel. Thank you very much. Happy to see that the Dreadnoughts from Vancouver are getting put in a bill with such a recognizable punk name, the Guttermouth. Sorry, not the Guttermouth, but Guttermouth. They've been around for about 20, 25 years, an Orange County punk band, staple in the punk community, coming to Vancouver. So let's play some Guttermouth right about now. This is the track Lipstick, going back to 1997, Guttermouth, this Friday in Vancouver. And here they are right now on CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio. No love lost for their mothers there. That's Guttermouth, Lipstick from Musical Monkey, going back to 1997. Guttermouth playing this Friday night as part of the St. Punctrix Day party. Thank you, Rachel Bergen, for being our gracious St. Patrick's Day correspondent.
Oh, it's no problem.
Hopefully we'll see you on Saturday night in your sparkliest spandex at the Electric Owl St. Patrick's
be
Day
there.
Party.
Be there, be sparkly.
Nice. Like it. CJ, great job once again, as always.
Thank you very much.
So much to our CITR listeners. Look forward to speaking to you again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Again, with St. Patrick's Day only 6 days away, we thought we would end it off with these guys, the Irish Rovers, Canadian staple, who are managed by CITR veteran and Discorder Radio original co-founder, co-editor, Jennifer Farney. So that's what we're going to end it off with today. The Irish Rovers medley of their most requested songs. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, and to all have a grand weekend for all of yourselves. This is Wade signing off on CITR. Forget about it. Discord Radio, 101.9 FM.
Over all the years of us traveling around the world singing our songs, a few of our songs got more popular than the rest, and we put some of them together into a kind of medley perfect for joining in and singing. So take a gargle and join in, you too.
Wishing me hard in the Sunday, drinking buttermilk through the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
He sits on the corner of Old Beggar's Bush, a smile on his face.